Welcome to this podcast, A History of the World in 24 Objects, which has been created by Team Burden of the Fall 2011 Visual Thinking class. The object this week is the world, a series of man-made islands in Dubai. A master plan is richly imagined, as the world requires a mix of aesthetic beauty and seamless functionality. The world islands, completed on January 10, 2008, are a man-made archipelago off the coast of Dubai, which both boasts themselves as a blank canvas to all who wish to orchestrate their own version of paradise. The private and commercial islands are sculpted and arranged in a way which creates a layout resembling a miniature version of all the landmasses in the world. The continents are emulated through a series of small islands, which make up the whole and are separated by easily traveled canals. There is a stunning halo effect of the islands as the land comes up out of the ocean. The islands contain convenient, strategically placed transportation hubs and marinas to world-class commercial centers. Furthermore, the world contains an effective infrastructure, including central power and power plants, which are utilities available to all residents. In its current state, near the completion of the land reclamation, the world exists harmoniously with diverse surrounding marine life that inhabits turquoise waters.
From the imagination of General Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Crown Prince of Dubai and the United Arab Emirates Defense Minister, Nakheel is creating the most exclusive property development ever. Nakheel puts Dubai on the map. The world consists of over 300 man-made islands strategically positioned to form the shape of the world map, lying 4 kilometers off the coast of Dubai. The world will be the most exclusive and sought-after community, offering the most exciting residential and leisure opportunities in the fastest-growing tourist destination on the planet. This will be the ultimate destination where the only limit is your pocketbook. It took 2 years of extensive research, planning, and development before the world was introduced to the real estate industry. It's going to revolutionize the real estate industry by setting the precedent for an artificially created inhabitable land. The world will measure approximately 9 kilometers in width by 7 kilometers in length. The development will cover approximately 9,340,000 square meters and will be visible to the naked eye from space, and will add an additional 232 kilometers of beachfront to Dubai's coastline. From the world to take shape, Nakheel is moving over 326 million cubic meters of sand to form the islands, as well as building a 26-kilometer-long oval-shaped breakwater. This is arguably the most exciting, innovative, and visually stimulating real estate development ever. This will also be some of the most expensive real estate ever.
Using the ocean as their canvas, the developers of the world broke the mold within the realm of what is possible and impossible. Not long ago, people would have denied the possibility of man-made island colonies off the shore of Dubai. Now these properties are hot commodities, and people will pay outrageous prices to live and own a piece of this living art. The world is a form of functioning art. While from above it illustrates innovation and beauty, on the surface it's a functioning set of islands developed to house the elite.
As beautiful as the world islands are, it is impossible to view them as a business success at this time. The construction of the world islands was completed during the 2008 financial crisis. The untimeliness of the recession led to a series of setbacks. As unique as these islands are, still 30% are unsold. Only one island, Greenland, is inhabited. Many people who plan to build on the islands have not been able to obtain financing due to the decreased property values, which fell 50% within 1 year. Dubai World, the state-owned company responsible for the project, had to be bailed out with $25 billion in 2009. It is not only the builders who are in trouble. Some of the owners have hit hard times as well. The man who bought Ireland committed suicide, and the man who bought Britain is serving time in jail for bouncing checks. The company who provides boat travel to the islands is failing and is trying to get out of an annual contract with the developer. The developer is also facing a lawsuit that claims that the islands are sinking into the ocean. Taking all of these setbacks into account, it is obvious that the world islands have many obstacles in the way of commercial success. However, the islands are still one of a kind and have a great promise for the future when the economy recovers.